Hello, welcome to Spruce Cast. I'm Divine Dominion and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. We are all humans, same and one species of creation. Yet, no two humans are the same. Our individuality needs only the conditioning in our social systems to blinden us from seeing it. Else, in every way, it is glaring that we are created as one race, humans, yet completely different one from the next as individuals. In the real sense of the word, it should be unintelligent for me to advise you, thus, be yourself. Because that is actually all you've been created to be. But with the ton of ideals I've seen in our world, it is only safe and actually wisdom to advise each one of us to be our individual selves and be satisfied with being you. That person, old or young, who tries to be anything other than him or herself, make a failure of life. And yet, a lot of people are everyone else but themselves. One preacher tries to be like another whom he regards as a model. One lawyer to be like another who is famous. One woman wants to be like another who she adores on screen. Only a quarter of us have noticed our true selves and are comfortable with who nature has made us. What's of is wanting to be something nature has not gifted you any powers to be. Listen, what we call society is full of fashion, lifestyles, and customs which without any real basis cloud itself as the way and then demonizes individuality. These things force a lot of men and women alike to be in the day what they are not in the night of loneliness. Just forced and false appearances everywhere. Forced and false appearances all over the place. All that is done in society simply for appearance tends to make people vain and showy, instead of real and then sensible. You must take a personal decision and determination to resist the pressure of social life to be what one is not. You must build a fiber within you such that after you've mixed with a lot of other people, you don't get lost in the compound, but you still stand out as your own truest self. Mark the words, your own truest self. You need to quit on trying to become what you are not already. Listen, there is indeed a place for discovery of your truest, purest nature in God. That is coming to the true knowledge of who you are. That is solely all yourself and not others. If the all-wise God chose to make one race of wholly and entirely unique persons, who is mortality to question it? Why try to create uniformity where nature itself has created uniqueness? Men who stand out as icons and models from generation to generation, century to century, truly have that character of honor and reverence for some others who they looked up to as models. However, not one of them is a copy of their model. Each of them are all they should be as individuals, and are renowned among us as individuals that they are. I want you to think of one person who you adore as a model. think of one. Have you? I have good news for you. That is that you can never enrich our world with the gift of you until you quit. I mean, give up on the thought that you can be second this or second that. Can I have the name of the person you look up to? My question to you this morning is, why want to be second someone when that person was simply first of himself or herself? Let me ask again. Why want to be second someone when that particular person was simply first of himself or herself? Until I come your way again, ponder on this. Bye.